axes run into, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Hosanna. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in. And they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into. And they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I was thinking of that one earlier. Our brother Billy used to like it, used to sing it. That's it. What's, how's it start, Tommy?
He asked for him,
right? Well, that's a different one, but I know it was the blood.
No, the blood.
You know that one, Terry? And then we can maybe sing one.
It was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. It had to be the blood, it had to be. For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. It had to be the blood for me. I thought it was the blood. For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I'm glad it was the blood for me.
Let's sing, I'm glad it was the blood again.
I know it was the blood, I know it was. For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And it was the blood for me.
Amen. Amen. We'll sing that one just before Tommy comes. Maybe you can sing it in attitude of prayer. I don't know where you know it, not Terry, but we'll sing that one that Tommy had said there. He has forgiven me. And I'll start and you come in, Terry, if you can get it. Let's close our eyes and sing this in an attitude of prayer. He has forgiven me. My sins have been wiped from his memory. By the blood of the Lamb of Calvary, he hath forgiven me. He hath forgiven me. My sins have been washed from his memory. By the blood of the Lamb of Calvary, he has forgiven me. He has forgiven me. My sins have been washed from his memory. By the blood of the Lamb of Calvary, he has forgiven me. Has forgiven me. My sins have been washed from his memory. By the blood of the Lamb of Calvary, he has forgiven me. We'll sing that one. What is it, David? Angels bow down before thee, worship and adore thee. You're the Son of David. You're the King of glory. You're the Prince of peace. We'll sing this one. And Terry, I have confidence, Terry, you know all these. And I have confidence. You are the King of glory. You are the Prince of peace. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You're the Son of righteousness. Angels bow down before you, worship and adore you. You have the word of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ the King. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory to God in the highest. For Jesus the Messiah reigns. Let's sing it once more before our pastor comes. You are the King of glory. You are the Prince of peace. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You're the Son of righteousness. Angels bow down before you. Worship and adore you. You have the word of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ our King. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory to God in the highest. For Jesus the Messiah reigns. Amen. God bless.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this evening. Thank you very much, Brother Mark. Brother Gary, the family couldn't be here tonight because Isaac's picking out the school. He's ready to up to the next grade and he's going to pick school. It's great to be young, isn't it? It's a long time from when I was going to school, but praise the Lord. So the Lord bless Gary and all the family tonight as they go for the school. And then I'm sure everyone's heard there's a red warning for tomorrow. Work's cancelled in most places. So we just want to pray for the Lord's safety and the Lord's blessing as our brother Mark's already praying. Please keep Sister Sharon in prayer. She's really bad. Haven't seen her really as bad with anything before. and just coughing and spluttering. And this cough, it wants to hang on and keep hanging on, but it has to go, because the devil's a liar. And we want to be praying this evening, praise God. So Lord bless you tonight. And Brother John will be preaching Sunday morning, and then I'll be back in the evening as well. I'll be here in the morning as well. But pray for Brother John for Sunday morning. Pray the Lord will move in our meetings in a powerful way. It was good last week. I wasn't really at myself, but that didn't matter. It was great. The people come in to hear the gospel. And there was a wee young girl here, and really a lot of things unknown to me. I didn't know anything about it. But there was a family that brought her. She's no home or anything. And the Lord was really talking to her. And I didn't plan on saying what it said, but what I had down to preach on it, just couldn't preach on it. And the Lord didn't let me preach on it, but just that's the way it went. So I want the leadership of the Holy Ghost, no matter about following notes, don't we? And with no notes, God can give you a sermon. That's what we want. And we want the Lord to help us, don't we? Praise God. So just pray that God will still speak on from them people that came last week. Some of them were saved, some of them weren't saved, but it was good to came and heard about getting saved. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to 2 Samuel chapter 5. And we're in Samuel again this evening, and I want to talk about David crowned king over all. David crowned king over all. And just some thoughts tonight to bring out of this. And we've just finished the 1 Samuel that we're in now, 2 Samuel. And I know I'm jumping to chapter 5. I might come back in the other ones. I'm not sure, just whatever the Lord leads, and I want the Lord's leadership. Verse 1 of 2 Samuel chapter 5. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Now this is important, these words. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leadest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel. And thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron. And King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over all Israel. All Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. And the Lord's ministry began at 30. Now I'm not saying he didn't do things before it, but understand what I'm saying scripturally. That's the way it's put in there. And this amazed me. I didn't know this till I read it, but it so types the Lord Jesus Christ. He reigned. His reign began when he was 30 years old, and he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. And in Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years, 6 months, and he reigned in Jerusalem, and he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight, and if you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord. We're going to pray this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight for your mercy and for your grace. And Father, we enter your presence with thanksgiving in our heart. And we enter your courts with praise. And we will say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. We thank you tonight with something to shout about, with something to praise you about. For you've redeemed us and called us your own. Father, we worship you this evening. We invite the Holy Spirit into this room. We invite the Holy Spirit into this meeting. We invite the Holy Spirit to move in every life that will be mentioned and prayed for tonight. We ask for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ afresh over our lives and our homes. And all that's near and dear to us, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. We rebuke the devil. We rebuke every work of the devil. We rebuke colds and flus and aches and pains in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We come against the spirit of infirmity, not in our strength or our power, but in the name of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Lord God Almighty. We curse it tonight, and we speak healing and health over your people this evening in Jesus Christ's name. Touch Sharon tonight. Touch Sister Rita's tonight as well, and others tonight that need your touch. And Lord, move on your own people, I pray. Stir them and shake them and move them. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Bless all that's in this room, and I do take the Holy Ghost right now to help me. Pray especially for children that you'll save them and deliver them. In Jesus' precious name. And for protection, Lord, that this forecast won't be as bad as what's been said. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Praise God. It was a great day, you know, here in Israel when all the tribes gathered together in Hebron to make David king over a united people. And I tell you, that's the work of the devil. He splits people up. He's a splitter. And you know, the Bible and the Old Testament talks about shepherds that built up walls and starved the sheep. And Al, many years ago, one of the brothers had a message of someone of Al up the other day. And Al, God gave him a real message, and he preached about it. How they built up the hedges and they starved and separated the sheep. God wants his people to be together. Amen. And come in unity. Everybody talks about Pentecost, but there was unity in Pentecost. But now we can't have unity at all costs, as they say. We have to have the truth. And two can't walk together except they're agreed. Isn't that right? And here President Trump's in again. And there's a whole lot of people very happy. And there's a whole lot of people very sad. Amen. But it's God's doing anyhow. Like the fella said, I'm glad and the devil's mad. Praise God. And we're praying for Trump. Trump's doing good. And the first statement he made is great. There's only two agendas. Or two, the male and the female. Genders. That's it. Singular. That's it. End of conversation. There's no more than two. And thank God, we have politicians here and they wouldn't have had the backbone to say that in case they lost a couple of votes. But thank God with a man with a bit of backbone. And may the Lord strengthen them. Amen. This was a great day for Israel when they met in David, the king over the united people. And you know, perhaps the wisdom of Abner had something to do with this. And Abner, you see, in 2 Samuel 3, keep yourself in Samuel 5, but I'm going to read you a couple of verses from 2 Samuel 3, 17, 19. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "We sought for David in times past to be over king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord had spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of their enemies.' And Abner also spake in the ears of Benjamin, and Abner went also to speak in the ears of David and Hebron, all that seemed good to Israel and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin." Isn't it great that there was a man called Abner and he spoke well? And I tell you, there's a lot of people that wouldn't speak well of you. And you used to know as well as me, you don't need to be out. If you were only to take Trump for an example, there's a lot of people that hate his guts. But then there's a lot of people like him. But God has him in for a reason and a purpose. And he's a friend with Israel. So God's going to bless him. That's just the fact of it. And Israel will not be defeated. And all the nations of the earth will come against Israel. But they cannot and will not conquer her, for the Lord's on her side. And that's just a fact of the end time. But here Abner spake well of David. And the man had been anointed with the holy oil, the Spirit of God. He lives by the faith of God. Will always have the path that shineth more and more in God's favor. Proverbs 4 and verse 18. But the path of the just is of the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The Lord's Holy Spirit will only lead us into blessing. And in the truth, it won't lead us astray. It won't lead us into strange pastures, but into a land, as it were, flowing with milk and honey. Isn't that right? Into the goodness of God. Now, we're reminded here of the time of the tribes of the earth. You know, all shall confess at the end Jesus Christ. They're all going to confess the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot tonight think they won't, but the Bible says every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And all the people here, and we're looking at David, and then we're thinking of our David, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me put it like that. And they all came before him, and they came in unity. And I'll tell you, it was a great thing, wasn't it? And there's a day coming when Jesus Christ will be king, and we'll crown him Lord of all. Isn't that right? We'll crown him Lord of all. And the First Chronicles here, 12, 1 Chronicles 12, 23 says, and these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to war and came to David in Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. Not only had God moved David, this is the man that was in exile, this is the man that Saul wanted to kill. Not only had God done away with Saul, took him out of the picture, but God had turned the people's hearts for David. You understand what I'm saying? Because they were against him, a lot of them, weren't they? But he turned them for him, and David had a mighty company of men that were willing to stand with him. Praise God. Now, I want to notice a few things I'm going to bring out of this evening. Firstly, in verse 1, there's a confession. They came to David as we come to Christ. They came to David, making confession of his kingship. They recognized David's kingship. Behold, we are bone of thy bone and flesh of thy flesh. And we recognize Jesus Christ's kingship. Amen. And to have flesh and bone relationship with a king, it's some privilege, isn't it? Such is the privilege of every single Christian with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:30 says, for all members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. Those of us that's born again tonight, we're royalty because King Jesus. And we're kings and priests unto God. But we've recognized him. And you think, you know, if you think of the first Adam and Eve as a type of the church, and this is now bone of my bone, Eve is a type of the church, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, Genesis 2 and 3. When Eve came forth from Adam, she was bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And we can only come forth from the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come forth from a denomination or a movement or a program. We are born from an incorruptible seed which liveth and abideth forever. And we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh because we're born again. Amen. And we're part of him. And he paid for us on the cross. And we come from God and we're going back to God. Amen. And he knew us. He knew us. Ever before we're born or curled in our mother's womb, God knew us. And he had plans for us. And he had big plans. You know, R. William was asking me a lot of questions today. And about the coming of the Lord and different things. And he was scared. I don't know what he'd heard or watched. Or hopefully it's the Lord moving on him. It's just me and him working away, and he asked me a lot of questions. Dad, how's this going to be? And different things. And I tried to tell him. And I said, William, look at your phone and tell me where's the furthest place you can go from Northern Ireland. And he went on his phone, and the furthest place you can go from Northern Ireland is New Zealand. That's what it says. Now he says, how can you explain that 30 years ago a prophecy was given over me that I would go and preach at the far ends of the earth? That's New Zealand. Now, I've already went and preached her, and I know Brother John has as well. But who knew that? That has to be the knowledge of God. And God knows our life, and our whole life's marked out. We might know it, and God might only give us a wee bit, as it were, at a time. But he's good thoughts for us, good plans for us. And I tell you, God's plans here for David, and they're starting to come to fruition. Romans 12 and 5 says, so being many, are we one body in Christ. One body. And every one members one of another. I want to tell you tonight, there's one real church. People talk about a church and then another church. There's no such thing. The Bible says you're baptized by one Spirit into one church. And there's only one Holy Spirit. And there's only one genuine church. There's a fake church. There's a fake spirit. But there's a real Holy Spirit. And there's a real church. And the Holy Spirit's the Spirit of God. It's holy. And the real church of God's called out. And if they're not called out, they're not a church. Because church means called out one. That's what church means. When you look at the Old Testament, it means called out once. And the Lord's called us out. Come out, come in. And we're going to hear, come up. Amen. Now here's the second thought this evening. Failure in verse 2. In time past, Saul was king over us. You see, there was disappointment. And there was good in Saul, but there was disappointment. And times past, you know, many of us had untrustworthy rulers over us. The devil ruled over us. The devil dominated over us. And one who broke away from the commandments of the Lord, many of us did, and has sought to destroy the influences of his anointed and to lead us to war against the purposes of God. That's what Saul eventually ended up doing, fighting against the Lord's anointed and trying to take people away to someone else. What a faithful type of the prince of this world, isn't it? That's what it's like. The prince of this world tried to lead us away. The prince of the power of the earth, the spirit that now worketh in the children of darkness, among whom we all had a conversation, he leads people away. He brainwashes young people to think they're something they're not. Then he wants to kill them. He'll murder them if he can do it. He's a liar. But there's a David. There's a David. And he's anointed. And he's sent of the Father. As the Father sends me, so sent I you. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you something that's not wonderful. I tell you, when you go, know that God has sent you. And you're on the king's business. A prophet of God said, when you're sent of God, there's no devil can defeat you. Because when you know you're sent, you're in the king's business. And you have the kingdom authority. Amen. Not wonderful. He wants to blind people. But the time passes. But thank God, the Lord's greater. Here's another thought. Grace, in verse 2, also. Thou wast he that leadest out and broughtest in Israel. It was the grace of God on David that led him out and brought in Israel. It's the grace of God that keeps every one of us. God's grace. If we don't keep ourselves, it's God's grace. This is the confession of the wisdom and the goodness of David's work among them. David, like the Lord Jesus Christ, dealt with them according to the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hand, Psalm 78, verse 72, I'm quoting. That's how the Lord dealt with us. And this is David, but it's also the greater David. According to the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hands, he dealt with them. And David was chosen of the Lord, and David could do things with his hand other people couldn't do. And the Lord Jesus Christ reached forth and touched a coffin where the dead girl gone past and she raised from the dead. He took clay and he rubbed it in the ground and he put it in the man's eyes and he went seeing. Tell him to go and wash and he went seeing. There's special power in the hands of Jesus. Thus the wee song. When his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. Thank God for tonight. Amen. And it's all because of the grace of God. It's wonderful. And looking back over and even on our past lives, even when we weren't saved, the Lord still kept us. We could have went further. The Lord kept us. How much of the wisdom and grace of the Lord Jesus we maybe see tonight, and we know some things, but at one time we didn't, but the Lord still kept us. Amen. And you know, when you think of it, we want the Lord to still keep us. And we believe in the Lord's hands are skillful. They're skillful hands. Here's another thought as we go through it tonight from verse 2 as well. Faith. The Lord said unto thee, thou shalt feed my people. David was told to feed my people. And Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep. Amen. Now, a lot of people have different ideas. How do you feed the sheep? And they think, well, it, you know, weeks of Bible study. Well, here's one for you. William Branham was talking about Oral Roberts and T.L. Osborne and all them men that had the healing ministries. And he was talking about where they were seeing the people healed. And you know what he said? They're feeding God's sheep. And that's what he said. They are feeding God's sheep. They're not just preaching to them. They're praying for them and God's healing them. You see, we're his extension, if you like. We're the Lord's extension. The Lord needs us. Now, we need the Lord, but understand what I'm saying. We're the Lord's servants. The Lord works through us. The Holy Spirit's here to work through his people, to minister and touch other people. And I tell you, isn't it a blessing when we pray for people and things, and the Lord touches them, and the Lord moves. And the devil says a lot of things, but God can change it. It's not right. Feed them as a shepherd. He whom God has set up shall not easily be overthrown. It's not the truth. And I tell you, they tried to overthrow David, but David wasn't easily overthrown because the Lord set him up. And all through the life of Christ, they'd done everything against him, but God was with him. Amen? Now Christ, is Christ not the shepherd of our souls? And he's been commissioned to the Father to feed his sheep. And shall not we, like these elders, acknowledge our King as he who spreadeth the table for us in the wilderness? And the Lord spreads for us a table in the wilderness. And as he who himself, he's the living bread of heaven. And we can eat of it tonight. But here's another thought. I'm almost finished this evening. I didn't want to keep you too long tonight. I'll tell you what these people did. They surrendered. You know, that's a hard thing. Surrender. When the struggle ceases. A lot of people in healing, and we're all guilty of it. We're trying to get healed. But there's no trying in it. It's like getting saved. You don't try and get saved. All you do is accept what Christ done, and you're saved. And healing's the same. There's no trying. You just accept it. You surrender. Amen. Now, what surrender mean? You give up, doesn't it? You give up because you know you can't do it, but he's already done it for you. So you accept what he's done. Thou shalt be kept in over Israel, verse 2. This is a language, it's expressive of the perfect word and will of God, this language. They surrendered. Thou shalt rule over us, and our lives are thy disposal for carrying out of the purposes of the heart of God. Isn't that right? Are we prepared to yield ourselves as instruments to the righteousness of our Redeemer King Jesus? That's what he wants tonight, that we yield ourselves to him. Can we pray in truth, thy will be done in us as it's done in heaven? That's the prayer. That's the prayer Jesus taught them to pray. That thy will be done in us as it's done in heaven. That's what we want. Amen. Now, just to finish off here, it said David went into, there was a covenant made, wasn't there? And King David made the covenant with them in verse 3. This offer was accepted, and an everlasting bond of union was formed. And David's league with them was a league on the promise that his wisdom and power would be exercised for their personal and national well-being. Because they went into a league with him. They went into a covenant with him. So they anointed David king over Israel. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, we've entered into a covenant with him. And he sealed it with his own blood. And he's promised he'll be with us. And he's promised us till as many as receive him, to them gives he the power to become the sons of God. Jesus is the only man. Let me tell you this. Jesus is the only man that could say this. All power is given unto me, both in heaven and on earth, that every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Everything has to bow tonight. Whatever we're praying about tonight, whatever situation it is, it shouldn't be there. It has to bow to Jesus. I want to encourage you to come and pray tonight and seek the Lord tonight for loved ones and just whatever the Lord lays in your heart. Please pray for Sister Sharon and pray for the meetings this Sunday. I know as preachers, and I know the brothers will agree, we need the Lord's help. We need the Lord's help. At our best, we're nothing. We need the Lord's help. Let's come and bow the night. before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're the anointed King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you that you are, we can say that greater than Solomon is here. You're that one greater tonight, the greater than the natural David. You're our heavenly David. We thank you this evening for your mercy and for your grace. Pray, Lord, you'll give us your grace and your wisdom and that power of the Holy Ghost that quickens our mortal bodies. Lord, you said of the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, be in you, it will also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ tonight that you will quicken us in this house this evening. That every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. Lord, that you'll touch your people, that you'll move in your people. Bless our brother John of thou wouldst tarry to this Sunday. Bless him and anoint him. And move on your people. Draw them and bring them into this place to hear the word of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, for all of our sons, our daughters, husbands, wives, aunts and uncles. Lord, there's so many tonight that's near and dear to us. We pray, Lord, you'll speak to them and you'll move them. Bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.